This week's Parsha is Parsha's Shlach. We see the famous story of the sending of the spies. The Jews are in the desert, and they've just come out of Egypt. It's relatively new. And the idea, the game plan is for them to go into the land of Israel, a place that has been promised to the Jewish people from the beginning of their time as a people, or even before the time as a people, is promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This special land. And then we come to the story that before the Jews are going to enter, God says to Moses, send them, send the spies, send these people in, these 12 spies, these 12 Nesiim, the princes, the chieftains of the tribes, to go and to check out the land of Israel. So there's a whole question about if God promised them this land, why do they need to go and send spies? That's another discussion, question of if God's going to take care of you, why do we have to do anything? The question of hishtadlut, of having to be active, if God is the one who is running the show. So that's a whole other discussion. Rabbeinu Bachai explains beautifully the importance of and the necessity of man's action. We cannot rely on God. We understand that God is the one who makes things successful. He determines success or failure, but it's predicated on man's activity. But be it as it may, what goes on from here is a major debacle. These 12 men go around the land, and they come back 40 days later, and they give over the reports. And the report, at first, looks like a positive report, and everything they say is true. The issue, though, is that it's a negative report. There's a negativity, or at least on the surface, perhaps it doesn't look like it is, but then if we look closely, there's a certain subtlety that is in the message of the 10 out of the 12, because it's not all 12 that give the negative report. It's 10 of the 12. There's Kalev and Yehoshua who give, and Joshua who give, or are not involved in this. And later on, we see that they're rewarded. Kalev and Joshua go into the land of Israel after the Jews are in the desert for 40 years. But these 10, they seem to be messaging something that's very negative. So the question's like this. Rashi, quoting the Medrash, points out to us that there is a connection. There seems to be a connection. The story that precedes this story is that of Miriam speaking negatively about her brother Moses. And then we have the story of the spies. So Rashi, quoting the Medrash, says that, why are these next to each other? That the spies should have seen what happened to Miriam, should have learned from the fact that she spoke negatively and was punished, and they should have gotten that message and understood that they should have also should have reported a positive message and not gone negative. The question is like this. What was so bad about their coming back with this negative report? Meaning, Miriam spoke negatively about an individual, about a person. Whereas the spies here, it's not about a person, it's about a land. Okay, so what's the big deal? Okay, so negative speech we know is not a good thing. But why is it so bad that they spoke poorly of the land of Israel? If anything, if Rashi's saying to us, if he's tying, if the Medrash is tying the two things together, so it almost seems like they're saying somehow, making an equivalent, a parallel between speaking negatively about a person and speaking negatively about the land, a place. How can you equate the two? So perhaps we can answer that what they really were saying was negative about God, because God here promised this land to the people, to the Jewish people, from the beginning, going back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So it really was an affront to God, not necessarily the land. So that might be one approach. in terms of the parallel equivalency between the two events, between Miriam's negativity and that of the spies. But the question is, we look at the punishment that is given to the Jewish people here, that they're not allowed to go into the land. It's a very harsh punishment. Okay, so they spoke, they have a negative report. All right, slap on the wrist, give them a year punishment, punish the people who gave the report, punish those who accepted the report. Just as a parenthetical, this was on the 9th of Av. It says that the Jewish people cried for no reason or for inappropriately, and therefore the 9th of Av becomes a horrible day in the history of the Jewish people. We see over and over again bad things occur. Both temples are destroyed on the 9th of Av. A lot of bad things occur on the 9th of Av. When did it start? With this horrible event. When the spies come back, that was Tisha B'Av. But okay, question is, what is so bad about this report? How does it tie into the land of Israel? So perhaps the answer is what Israel is about. The land of Israel, what it's supposed to be, it is the seat of creation. Creation, we say that on the Temple Mount, there's a stone, it's called the accretion stone, the Evan Shesia, and it's from there that the world was created. So it's the seat of creation. We see at the end of the creation story, it says that God rested on the seventh day. And at the end of Vayechula, which we say, the paragraph that we say at the beginning of Kiddush on Friday night, we say a very interesting line. We say that God created, he blessed the seventh day, made it holy, because he rested from his work and all of his creation, la'asot, to do. It's a very strange construct, but what it's saying is that God made the world, his creation was meant to become, la'asot, to do. If the land of Israel is this place of the seat of creation, it's a place that is supposed to, it embodies the message of what creation is supposed to be. It's the place that represents or teaches us, it's the place that we're supposed to understand about becoming, of a place of creation. The idea of the startup nation is not some kind of coincidental thing that, wow, the Jewish people are so great, they've become the startup nation. But no, it's something that is embedded in the land itself. It's because it's the seat of creation, it is actually the place that is conducive to creativity, to building things anew, to making things happen, the place of la'asot, to do. So if you're going to come to a place like this and you're going to be anything but in the mindset of wanting to create and build, it goes counter. So much so that it literally goes against everything that it stands for. So here you have the spies. They go around for 40 days. And we understand that this idea of mida keneged mida, of tit for tat, is that they were punished for 40 years because of the 40 days, because for 40 days they went around and they only saw the negative. They were looking for the negative. But the idea of Lashon Hara at its core, the problem of it, is that it runs counter to the idea of building. It's the idea of negativity, of looking to destroy instead of build. So the fact that they came back and they spoke about the land of creation, the land of to make things happen, to a place that is meant to build and to fulfill God's desire for creation to become, that was the worst thing that could ever occur. And therefore, the major affront of the spies is this. It's not just negativity, Lashon Hara, about anything. It's about the place that is symbolic, that embodies the idea of building and creating and being creative and creating. And therefore, we have to understand that's really, when we look at the idea of Lashon Hara, what is so dangerous about it is that it runs counter to what creation is supposed to be. Our tasks as human beings and as the chosen nation, our job is to be able to go out and to become and to constantly be in a state of becoming, of creating. And that it requires us to be positive, and it requires us to never speak negative about ourselves, about our friends, about our family members, etc., etc. It goes to the full extent of not being negative about anything that's out there. Of course, when it comes to things that are evil, that's a different story. But the idea is that we're here to be builders, to be partners with God in creation. The land of Israel is the place as the seat of creation that embodies this incredible power and potential. And therefore, when the Meraglim came and they came out negative, not only was it a bad thing, it was so counter to everything that the land stood for that it was the worst thing that ever could have occurred. And so not only did they saw what Miriam did, but and they didn't learn from that, but that they went into the place of such powerful potential and they went negative, the worst thing that could ever occur. The takeaway is, first, we should appreciate what the land of Israel is, what God tasked for us in as a people, because what it really is, it's supposed to be to be able for us to teach the world that life is to be treasured, and God put us here to create and to build and to make of ourselves and of everything that's in our lives. And with that, the world is elevated. And when we go the opposite, when we go negative, it's literally the opposite. It's counter to everything that's supposed to be. And so the message is that we should understand bad things occur. There is that power. There's a tremendous power that goes against the power of good, the power of the desire to build. And we have to be able to fight that. And we see there's tremendous negativity in our press, in everything that's around us. And our job is to go counter, to build, to be positive, to look for the good. And God willing, if we're able to really work on those things, we'll be able to see tremendous goodness and salvation. And we should see that soon in our day. Have a wonderful Shabbos.